With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump looking to win his fourth straight primary today over Nikki Haley, that in South Carolina. Former President went into the primary with a huge polling lead on the backing of the state's top Republicans. Meanwhile, after casting her vote today, Haley says Trump is suggesting political retribution against those who support her candidacy.
That's not how you win votes. That's not how you win Republicans. That's not how you win a general election. And that's why Donald Trump will continue to lose. It's because he pushes people out of our party. And I'm trying to make a Republican Party where we welcome everybody.
And also at SRNNews.com, President Biden and Donald Trump look to repeat their past Michigan primary wins Tuesday. However, Biden is facing an effort by some Arab Americans to urge primary voters to cast their ballots for uncommitted, that in protest of Biden's support of Israel over the war in Gaza. The effort has been, rather has the backing of Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, whose district has 55% of its residents claiming to be from the Middle East. Columnist Bethany Mandel says Tlaib may be losing more support than she's gaining.
Only 24% of people in her congressional district approve of how she is as a congresswoman. 30% said they disapprove, and another 28% are neutral.
And Mandel says Tlaib has very weak poll numbers.
I think that maybe she might come to regret this strategy of trying to undercut and kneecap the president, because her numbers aren't great either.
Bethany Mandel was interviewed earlier this week on the Salem Radio Network. And this is SRN News. Americans are asked where morality comes from.
The specific question asked by the Pew Research Center reads, is it possible to be moral without believing in God? 73% of the general population says, yes, you can deny the Almighty and still be moral. 58% of evangelical Protestants agree, while black Protestants are split about 50-50. As you might imagine, atheists and agnostics are the most likely to say God is not essential for morality, 97 and 98% respectively. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Census Bureau plans to test questions about sexual orientation and the so-called gender identity for its most comprehensive survey of American life. Test questions will be sent to 500,000 households. If they are approved, it will be the first time sexual orientation and gender identity questions will be asked of the American Community Survey. This is SRN News. Well, federal regulators have granted Native American tribes more power to block hydropower projects on their land.
This comes after a flurry of applications were filed to expand renewable energy in the water-scarce U.S. Southwest. Previously, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission granted developers approval to move ahead with planning even if tribes objected. That practice came to an end last week. Now, a new commission policy allows tribes to quickly veto proposals, forcing businesses to cooperate with them if they want the federal government to grant exclusive rights to their hydropower projects. John Scott reporting.
Plunging into a frozen lake and swimming laps may not be your idea of a good time, but it is for some winter swimmers. For the 10th straight year, hardy swimmers doing just that, parts of Vermont, in a 200-meter freestyle race. More details at SRNNews.com.